This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will be looking at fine-tuning DCAD, or dietary cation-anion difference, in rations for close-up cows. Recently, Dr. Jesse Goff of Iowa State University gave a very interesting webinar and highlighted some changes and things farmers and consultants should be thinking about. First of all, it was impressive because the amount of calcium cows really need. Realizing there's only 3 or 4 grams of calcium in the blood pool, dry cows need 18 grams of calcium before calving, while after calving, postpartum, they need 55 grams or more depending on milk yield. So suddenly within days, cows go from a fairly modest calcium requirement to a very high calcium requirement, and that body needs to provide that for milk production. Unfortunately, older cows are less able to absorb calcium from the gut and also are less able to mobilize calcium from bone resources. So they are somewhat limited on their reserves in terms of mobilizing calcium during this critical time period. Be aware of that. Dr. Goff also suggested modifying the current DCAD formulas. And in the cation, we all use potassium and sodium. He's also adding in 0.25% calcium and 0.2% ammonium. Both of those are cations as well, to kind of fine-tune that number. On the anion side, which is the negative side, we still lose chlorine, but he's now discounting sulfur and multiplying sulfur by 0.65%. He's also adjusting for phosphorus levels to kind of tweak that number to get a little bit closer. Another thing that came up in the webinar was approach of improving blood calcium for cows for parturition, and that's feeding a low-calcium diet. And that means you'd be below 20 grams per cow per day. And, of course, the new interest product comes in with the zeolite. The calcium binder can play a role there. If we are giving cows calcium boluses at calving, which is a common practice on many farms, we will consider to have a small amount of acidification going on because most of those boluses will contain calcium chloride and calcium sulfate, and those are both anions. And he doesn't see that as a negative, but maybe just a nice adjustment. If you're going to run the test, he would suggest testing cows 6 to 8 hours after they have been fed their major meal for the day. But then he admitted or commented that really any time during the day is fine, whatever is convenient on the farm. Test at least 8 or 10 cows, depending on herd size, to get a pretty good idea if there's any outliers occurring, reflecting such things as intake, competition at the bunk, and factors like that. One of the participants asked, is there a cow-side test? And there is good news. Yes, there is. But the bad news is that the testing unit is going to cost $1,000, and each strip to test each cow is $12. So at this point, not a very economical choice. There are some other universities and countries working on cheaper units. And finally, the last comment was, in a perfect world, we would test the calcium on the cow 36 hours after calving. That would give us a pretty good idea which cows are in trouble and which cows are going to take over and control it by their own resources. All cows tend to drop slightly after calving. The question is which ones are going to have a health problem associated with it and which one will respond normally. So that's our take home for today, and that is DCAD supplements are a very valuable tool to have transition cows to meet calcium requirements. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Normally, this is World Dairy Expo Week, where everyone gathers in Madison, Wisconsin, but because of COVID-19, that has changed. Katie Schmidt, World Dairy Expo Communications Manager, explains what they're doing in Madison this week.
Our staff and our leadership team have really taken this opportunity of a no-show year to reevaluate our strategic plan and look at ways to make Expo even better for the next year and years to come. So we are not hosting a virtual show in the sense that people have come to understand that term in the last couple months, but what we are doing is really making sure that we're present on social media this week. We are looking back on the 54 years of history that World Dairy Expo has.
You can find out more about that at worlddairyexpo.com. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.